This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You take your six-year-old to the playground. You watch her go down the slide, then run over to the swings. Another mother strikes up a conversation. You take your eye off your daughter for just a few seconds. You look back at the swings. And she's gone. Your heart drops into your stomach. You jump up, your eyes searching. You cry out her name.
Lily? Lily?
From the top of the slide, you hear a voice.
Mommy, watch me!
Every parent knows that feeling. Imagine if she were actually abducted. Go to wirelessamberalerts.org. Sign up for free Amber Alerts on your cell phone. When an Amber Alert is issued in the areas you've chosen, you'll receive a free text message. If you spot the vehicle, the suspect, or the child described in the alert, call 911. Sign up today at wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. This message brought to you by the Wireless Foundation, the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. It's a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. On the road again and back-to-back days here in Hastings. And today we're at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill until 1 o'clock, so come by and see us. We've got Royals tickets, we've got some Bullseye prizes, and of course, a lot of sports to talk about on the show today. They're open. I saw some breakfast just going out. I saw some lunch just going out, so whatever you want. They've got it here for you at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Doug and Daddy with you. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, and glad to be with you on this Friday. There is so much going on. You've just heard the United States in their second World Cup game just wrap up moments ago, a 2-2 tie with Slovenia. The U.S. Open is going on. Tiger Woods is on the course. The College World Series begins tomorrow. We'll talk with the head coach at TCU. We'll also have Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald, who will be covering the College World Series, give us his take. He's been watching more baseball than probably anybody in the country, at least out of the state of Nebraska. Mitch, one of the couple of guys there that really do a weekly and a daily look at what's going on in college baseball. Also have some special guests coming in and out from Bullseyes here in Hastings. So that's just a little bit of what's going on today. But if folks were listening to World Cup soccer, then I guess there's no reason to not start with that. But we welcome you, and I want you to come on down to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Daddy, a lot going on. And again, I hear Mike and Mike this morning, maybe the busiest sport. No, it's not. How many times a year can you say it's the busiest sports day? With the NBA Finals wrapping up last night, we've already got some emails rolling in on that. Congratulations to the Lakers. It was a hard-fought ball game, and we'll talk about that as well. But, Daddy, soccer just wrapped up. I'll get your thoughts so I can yawn.
You know, you get behind 2-0, and then you're thinking, gosh, maybe we can come back and tie. Well, you come back and tie, then you're thinking, well, maybe we can win. And then I guess I don't know enough about soccer and the rules to understand that when offsides is offsides, and when it's not, you know, I guess I don't know the rules, but an offside call takes away a goal from the United States on a – it wasn't a corner kick, more of a side kick that they threw in front of the net, which looked to be a good goal at the time. That was taken away. Americans tie it up. Now it looks like, you know, they had to have a tie. Had they lost that game today, they would have been headed home after Wednesday.
Yeah, that would have been it for the United States, because England would have had to lose
right
in their final game to Slovenia. And we already go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Our Powder Blue Royals fan, Jeff, says, coming back from 2-0 only to have the Molly ref disallow the game winner. What a disgrace. Guys, how do you feel the play of Hercules Gomez affected this match? I saw some heavy touches right from the pitch. Using all that he can is Powder Blue Royals fan, who says, give me more Royals and less bee swarms. You know, here's the one thing that I say about what I saw today. The United States, they made a big deal out of how this would be one of the biggest upsets in the history of sport, because Slovenia has over 2 million people. The United States has 310 million. I mean, there's more people in most of the big cities in the United States than there is in Slovenia. If the World Cup is played every 4 years, how in the world, when you only have three games, you can't be ready to go in the first half and you're down 2-0? I mean, oh yeah, this is the American team playing with intensity here in the second half. How in the hell are you not playing with intensity in the first half? You got three games. You lose to these guys, it's over, and you're the most embarrassed team at the World Cup. How can they feel good about this? I'm good about that they came back and tied and maybe should have won, but two goals, three goals is something that you're not supposed to get in soccer, and they did it basically in a half. They had the last one disallowed, but again, it just where I get a little bit. The United States did not help soccer in the United States this morning.
Now, when you're looking up stats, Doug, after a 40-year absence, the United States returned to play in the World Cup in 1990. Now, the Americans are 0-5 against Eastern European nations and have been outscored 13-2 entering the game. So, I guess they've been outscored 15-4 now, and they've got a tie out of the deal. That's the only thing you say. You got to beat Slovenia. The Slovenes, I guess.
Well, and that's another thing. A lot of these things back in soccer lore, you have to throw out the window because there's so many more countries. It's like the opposite of Nebraska where all the schools are combining. You know, Czechoslovakia and Russia are all broken apart in all these small countries, and the United States is better. So to say anything about how they played against Eastern European countries outside of West Germany and East Germany combining, everybody else is broke up, so that's kind of like a new stat in the last 20 years.
It just is. You're exactly right, though, about coming out. You would think if you sat basically on your butt and waited for your biggest moment in your life after years and 11 months and 28 days, you would be so excited to get out there and play. How could you lack any intensity? The first 45 minutes is just blah.
I don't understand it. Well, the United States will play their final game on Wednesday, and I guess right now the United States is going to have to win. I mean, there's nothing clear here yet. England is expected to win, which would give them 4 points, and then they would play Slovenia, who each have 4 points. The United States has got to find a way to get that fifth point, and if they win, then they would get 5 points, and that's what kind of everybody is expecting. But I don't think anybody expects to get 2-2 tie today, so who knows. When they play their next game Wednesday, which will also have a 9 o'clock kickoff right here on ESPN Radio. Last night, let's just get right into what was going on in the NBA Finals. And Mark Edmonden says, congrats to the Lakers to winning the second leg of their three-peat. One of the funniest things I've heard in a long time was when Artest thanked his therapist after the game.
Was that painful? Poor Doris Burke. And, well, you know, she goes out there and, you know, Ron Artest, great game. How the ball goes in, you know, how he's able to make shots is beyond me because it's such, you know, it's not the pretty jump shot you see all over the NBA. It doesn't look that good. But he was so effective last night, not only on the defensive side, which you always expect him to play, but on the offensive side. What do you have, 20 points? Ron Artest has 20 points. You know, teams are going to be in big trouble versus the Lakers. You know, he came out, played his game, and then afterwards, Doris Burke gets this exclusive interview, the first interview. And, you know, what was it like to contribute and pick up Kobe and do all this? Well, he went on and thanked his mother and his father and his children and everybody, and his therapist, and just basically rambled on and on. And she didn't know what to do at that point. And then she tried to ask him again, and then it was just, he was just overcome with emotion. And it went on, you know, it's like, oh, okay, thanks, Ron. Now back to Baba. You know, it wasn't. You know, just embarrassing interview after the game. Anyway, back to the game. How many shots? If Boston could have just made a couple shots, now you can say what you want about the officiating. The Lakers got a lot more opportunities at the free throw line. That was some of Boston's best offense because they couldn't make free throws, so they get the ball back. How many times, if you're standing at the top of the key, did they run that play to Ray Allen? Well, they run him to the left wing and a little curl play, and he get a wide open look at it. You know, Ray Allen has obviously ran that in drills from the time he's been in junior high, high school. That's one of his favorite plays to shoot the ball. That's why they run it to him right there. Never was close to hitting that shot last night. I don't ever think he got one to go down. You know, they continually couldn't get any offense when they needed. You know, there was Nebraska basketball at times. 4.5 minutes without a field goal. 6 minutes without a field goal. Boston's got a 13-point lead, 3-4.
In a low-scoring game, in a painfully low-scoring game.
And a chance to extend it to 15, 16 points several times, and they could not extend it. And then I guess if you're Gasol or if you're Artest, and you catch the ball in the lane and you do a post move and you go over and shoot the ball, it's just automatically a foul called. And it's automatically a free throw.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do about officiating in the National Basketball Association, because it was a tough game to call last night. And I didn't get to see all of the basketball game. I got to see most of the second half because I was over here at Hastings at the Tribland All-Star Volleyball last night. But in saying that, the group, again, that I'm with, you know, there's always the – I mean, it's you're either for the Celtics or you're for the Lakers, or I think in this case more you're either against the Lakers or you're against the Celtics. And there's a lot of grumbling back and forth. And I just finally said, whether the calls were right, whether they were wrong, the last 5-7 minutes of the fourth quarter, was there ever a call that went against the Lakers? Right, wrong, indifferent. I'm just bringing up that point. Was there ever a call that went against the Lakers? Pau Gasol, that is a charge at midcourt when you lower your shoulder and run a guy over. There was a couple of clean blocks. And then there's a couple. The thing that gets fans frustrated is when they let them play, and then you get what looks like a touch foul down the stretch when they're supposed to be letting them play. Everybody is going to be upset one way or the other when it comes to the NBA. You throw this out, though, and Boston just didn't get it done down the stretch. And as Phil Jackson said in game five, guys, this fourth quarter team, Boston, you know, however he said it, they just love losing the fourth quarter. And they're showing us why here again, and that's exactly what happened yesterday. I mean, Boston just kept missing. And I will say this about Rajon Rondo as well. Everybody thinks he is one of the greatest players in the history of the National Basketball Association. If he was any good, they wouldn't be playing 4-on-5 the whole time, because the Lakers never guarded this guy out beyond 15 feet. You can't knock down a jumper in the NBA. You're not worth squat. You're not even in the top five if that's what's going on. So I'm tired of this Rajon Rondo crap. He's not even in the top 10 players in the NBA.
No, he didn't do much during these playoffs. Didn't do very much.
See, Danny, if you can't shoot a jumper in the NBA, then what's the point?
We had a big three-pointer down the stretch there last night.
A desperation three, yeah, great. You can't play 4-on-5 in the NBA Finals. You can't. You can't. Don't even start the argument, because you've got none here. Fire it off to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN.
I don't think he's a run-of-the-mill player like you want to throw him out to be. He's just another guy in the league. Rajon Rondo.
Yes, he is.
But I know you've got golf league and stuff going on. Now you didn't get to see a lot of playoffs. I understand. I understand that.
Tell me this. Some guys want to make him the third, fourth, fifth best player in the league. Are you kidding me that he's better than Paul Pierce?
Well, you're talking two totally different
things. No, you're not. Who's better, Paul Pierce or Rajon Rondo?
Well, at point guard, I take Rajon Rondo.
No. Who's better? They're not saying at point guard. They're saying Rajon. They're going, it's LeBron, it's Dwight Howard, it's fill in three or four guys, and then it's Rajon Rondo.
No,
that is what they're saying. That is what has been said time and time again.
I'm saying that if you look at games, which he got out on the fast break and then started things, he was pretty unstoppable, and you would have taken him almost any time. Now, to think he's up there in the top three, four, five players in the league, maybe going too far. But he's certainly not going to be. When you're looking at point guards, you don't have to go to 10 or 12 to 14 before you're going to say, I'll take Rajon Rondo.
All right, it's our Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull topic of the day. Rajon Rondo is one of the top 10 players in the NBA. Is that fair, Tony? Would you put him in the top 10?
No.
Okay. Then what are you saying exactly? Everybody else in the playoffs is saying he's one of the best players in the entire NBA. Yes or no? Is that not what they've been saying on the network, on the national, for a month now?
In the NBA?
Yeah, in the NBA.
No, he's not one of the best 10. If you're at a draft, he would not go in the top 10 players in the NBA.
Well,
no.
That's what I was saying. I don't know what you were saying, as usual. Doug and Daddy's show, live for Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Exactly right. Ace Hardware, Bull or No Bull. brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. If you're spending your whole day off mowing the lawn, then take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 Zero Turn Mower at Ace Hardware and cut your mowing time in half. Just send us your thoughts on the NBA Finals or the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nice free throw percentage, too, Rondo.
Are you talking Rondo now, or are you talking the Lakers?
Oh, well, that's what the email says. I didn't bring that up.
Let's pull up the stats. I haven't studied the stats. It's not in the USA Today.
Oh,
it's too late.
Oh, too bad. 888-455-ESPN. That's our phone number. 888-455-3776. Coming up, our first special guest from Hastings, the Eastern Division. We'll take a break. Be back with more from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We're here from 11-1. A lot of College World Series talk still to come with this eight-man and trying games this weekend. A lot going on in and out of the state. We're back with more from Bullseye and Hastings after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hey kids, come join us at Builders this Saturday from 10 till 2 and build a great toolbox to share with Dad for Father's Day. The cost is just $7 per child, and you'll assemble a toolbox that you or Dad can use or save it for the bookshelf and share a great memory. No power tools will be used. Clinic is intended for children 4 to 9 years old. Parental assistance is welcome and encouraged. That's this Saturday, anytime from 10 till 2 at Builders in Kearney, where we do Father's Day best.
Builders does it best.
O'Malley's is the spot for good times.
Wow, that's a great bar!
It's finally Friday, so celebrate the start to your weekend with O'Malley's Happy Hour tonight from 5 until 7.
Wow, that's a great bar!
Enjoy their great drink specials and snack on nachos and wings.
Wow, that's a great bar!
Come hang out with the gang at O'Malley's on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and find out why everyone that goes to O'Malley's says,
wow, that's a great bar!
You know the toughest part of your engine to keep clean? Your pistons. And keeping them clean is crucial for responsiveness, performance, even fuel economy. So now's the time to switch from conventional oil to Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Pennzoil Platinum keeps pistons up to 40% cleaner than the toughest industry standard, so you can feel the clean every time you drive. Find out more at Pennzoil.com. Based on ILSAC GF5 and Sequence 3G piston deposit test using SAE 5W30.
Do you owe back taxes, being audited? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problems today. Call 1-877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Call Taxmasters right now at 877-202-7222 or go to txmstr.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans, good old Roundup Ready, new Roundup Ready to yield, SDS stack, and plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity, 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields, 39R29 for dryland or top irrigated ground, 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
2-9-2-9-8. And welcome back to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill here in Hastings. Doug and Daddy Show, glad to have you along with us on this Friday. A lot of things going on, and I'm disappointed, Daddy. I'm disappointed. I thought I had a chance. I even got a call back. But apparently not. The Golf Channel said that they have picked their third celebrity for the Haney Project. First it was Charles Barkley. Then this year it was Ray Romano, which I thought was pretty entertaining, the chances that I got to see Ray Romano. And let me just throw this out about Ray. Ray, you want to break 80? Come to Nebraska. I'll find a decent 18-hole course. You can break 80. You can't be playing these country clubs in Washington, D.C., and where the pros play and expect to break 80. So if you want to break 80, let's find you not some hack course. We'll find you a course.
Fair course.
That you can play on. Yeah.
Who'd they pick now?
I don't know if you can break it at Lachlan, though. What do you think? Well, it wasn't me. And, in fact, I'm not sure I want to watch this. And not because I side with this guy or I don't side with this guy. How much fun is it going to be to watch Rush Limbaugh slap the ball around? He's a Husker fan.
Well, big Steeler fan.
I mean, I guess that's what it'll be. But Rush Limbaugh, newlywed, by the way, Rush Limbaugh, will be brushing up on his golf game. The 59-year-old talks about his love for golf in this summer's Golf Channel series, Golf in America. And the third edition will be taped later this year and air next spring. So Rush Limbaugh next on the Golf Channel and of course, the Haney Project. Hank's looking for people to teach, evidently. Yeah. He doesn't have anybody left.
Yeah, once Tiger leaves you.
Let's take a look at the U.S. Open leaderboard right here. And with the lead right now, still Brandon DeYoung. He is 2-under today, so he's 4-under through four holes for the tournament. Sean McKeel, even today, holding on at 2-under par. This no guy from Korea is 3-under through seven today and has gotten it back to even. Ernie Els is 2-under through four holes. He is at even par. Tiger Woods is still at 3-over. He's at a birdie and a bogey. And Paul Casey, who is tied for the lead, 3-over through his first five holes today, and he sets at 1-over par. Well, our counterpart here at Hastings, our compadre, I guess I should say. I don't know if counterpart, but he's us in Hastings, only a little bit more knowledgeable than probably either one of us. Mike Will. Oh, see, I deked you. I didn't turn you up. What's going on?
I said, what's going on, guys? Good to be on the show. Hey, happy birthday to you. Let me be the first to say happy birthday to Doug tomorrow.
Yeah.
Why are you so grumpy? Why are you – do you like Daddy? Do you guys get along?
I had to watch and listen to soccer.
Is that our choice to listen to soccer? Because I've already received three or four calls about it.
No, soccer is on no matter what. If you wanted to go on the air at 9 o'clock with the Doug and Daddy show. You know.
We could talk till 1, 9 to 1.
And then the way that the NBA game ended last night kind of left something to be desired. I mean, I was just waiting for a punch to be thrown.
Were those guys pros last night? Was this the NBA championship or was this the championship of the Conference USA?
Was this Whoopers and Hooper? Something down. People like look like they an open jump shot. These guys, you expect. I said Ray Allen, that little curl move. And just wide open jump shot after wide open jump shot. They ran it to him because apparently in the past he's hit a few of those. He couldn't hit them last night. Not even close.
I got to admit, I didn't get to see it last night. Didn't see anything because I had that exciting game out of Duncan Field last night, which Hastings 5 points back. Beat Holdridge by the score of 23-4. They were actually playing baseball last night. It was not slow pitch softball. This team looked like a our radio station softball team, our slow pitch team, that the kilowatts get beat in and beat out every single night we come out. Have we scored 10 runs in a game yet, Brad?
I don't think we have. I can't believe you guys have any athleticism in the Eastern Division. That's nice to see.
We're not very good.
We're live here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings with the Doug and Daddy Show. Did you have a rooting interest, Lakers, Boston?
I was a Lakers fan. My daughter's a huge Lakers fan, so I kind of caved in, and I was a Lakers fan. I went on a cruise a couple of weeks ago, like the first game of the NBA Championship Series. We were on the boats. Actually watched the first game on the boats. People hate the Lakers. People absolutely hate the Lakers. So I kind of took a little chip on my shoulder, and I was cheering for the Lakers. I was like two or three guys among the boats. The only guys that are cheering for the Lakers.
That's one of the reasons they're so successful, according to Jerry Buss last night after the game.
The fans.
Well, they just have so much animosity towards them that they
people hate the Lakers.
Speaking of that, Phillies 7, Yankees 1, final in from last night. How unfortunate that was as well. Big news here in Hastings is that the volleyball coach at Hastings College has decided to step aside after just a couple of years.
One. One official year.
One official year at the helm. What does that do to the program? They've kind of turned over here a little bit. And from the folks I talked to last night in the program, they may be close to getting somebody in here before next week.
That might be a surprise. I think it was a surprise move that he's going to leave after just one season. He had a great year last year and finished fourth in the GPAC, a great overall record. But he talked a lot about his family and putting his family before his career and moving back to Colorado. That's where Ron Alexander came from. He had some head coaching jobs out in Fort Morgan and also coached at Northern Colorado before coming out to Hastings College. And maybe after 1 year, this popped up and all of a sudden, maybe the light bulb came on. He's got a young family, and he talked about going and spending time with the family. Well, I guess when you take a job like that, that's one of those excuses. I'll spend some time with the family.
This deal just came up, or just kind of strange timing? Volleyball coach normally be getting ready for the season, you know, right now, looking for
summer camps.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, I'm going to be the athletic director.
Well, Ron Alexander is going to be the new athletic director in Littleton, Colorado at Front Range Christian School. He'd been at Fort Morgan, then went to Northern Colorado, then Hastings College, and had other stints in between there. So there is an opening at Hastings College, and again, it should be a pretty good gig to get, very successful.
Are you quiet or what?
No, I don't.
Tony?
I don't know anything.
No. About volleyball?
No, not much.
About as much as volleyball and soccer.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've got offsides in volleyball even.
What was that today? I don't know much about soccer either.
Looked like a goal to me.
But I was mad. Yeah. I don't know anything about soccer. How did we get screwed at the World Cup?
The United States, on the free kick where it appeared that they were going to go up 3-2 when they made the goal on the free kick to go up 3-2 again. There's a lot more soccer knowledgeable people out there listening, so go ahead and fire us off an email to the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. One guy has to be ahead of the other guy, but from what I understand, you can't move forward until the ball is struck. And boy, they keep replaying it, it is very...
Every time they bring in the camera from the roof of the building straight down, I think there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
I know we've got some soccer coaches that listen to this show. So if they know, if you can explain this rule,
yes,
call us. Call us and tell us, are we out of line? Are we out of line?
888-4, you know nobody can hear you, right? 888-455-3776. 888.
We got people yelling at us.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yelling at us.
888-4, as long as they don't throw stuff at us, we're going to be okay. 888-455-3776. Gambino's going crazy over here because he's got soccer, he's got golf, he's watching golf. The Yankees are in trouble. They may never win another game. He's having food. He's got lunch already here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. Come by and see us. In fact, the next folks that come in, we just had some more folks roll in, but the next folks that come in and tell Daddy he's right. That's all you have to say. Daddy, you're right. We're going to give you a T-shirt and 4-pack of Royals tickets.
We've got to admit that Daddy's right.
I've got a 4-pack of Kansas City Royals tickets and a parking pass to any game that you want to go to, and we'll put a little star by that. There is maybe one or two games this season that are restricted, but for the most part, any game that you want to go to in Kansas City, we'll give you a 4-pack of tickets. We'll give you a Bullseye's T-shirt. You'll get the parking pass. Just come see us here at Bullseye. The next person that comes into Bullseye up to Daddy and says, Daddy, you're right, we'll win that prize pack. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great. Did you hear about the South African man that wanted to watch the World Cup instead of the religious program?
He got killed.
His family beat him to death.
Are you kidding me?
Dead serious.
Nice dad.
61-year-old man in the small village of Makawaya in the Limpopo Province.
Are you sure?
Thanks, Daddy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Daddy. Let's go to El Conquistador's email here. He's evidently got some time off lately. He says, the question is, can anyone in the NBA shoot the ball anymore? I would take any of the Laker or Celtic teams from the 80s over these.
Okay, you don't finish that.
Sometimes you have to edit the emails. Your thoughts?
It certainly looks that way to me. You know, they were pure shooters. Anybody that gets a wide-open jump shot, and that's one of the fun things I think normally, even during the year about watching the NBA, these guys don't miss. And then the offensive production last night was just embarrassing. But for both teams, it was for the Lakers, it seemed to be because Kobe stunk last night. Did he really look like the MVP to you last night? No, it's the rest of his teammates had to pull him through. It was jam it in the middle, and throw a shot up there and hope they call a foul.
Well, I, you know, and I have to be very honest with you here, Daddy. I'm shocked that they didn't go ahead and make the move here that has been done a couple of times in the past and name the MVP from the losing team. I don't know how Rondo didn't get it.
I don't know why are you going to pick on Rondo?
Because Kobe's on the other side. That's why he didn't get it.
Rumor, you know, I don't think you saw this either, Daddy, last night. Before we go into break here, and Mitch Sherman is going to join us from the Omaha World Herald to talk about the College World. But, you know, after the Super Bowl, they always film the MVP and says, you know, like Drew Brees, hey, what are you doing next? I'm going to Disneyland. Well, they did that last night. Kobe Bryant, you've just been named the MVP of the NBA Finals. What are you going to do? I'm going to Colorado.
Jeez, oh, that's not funny.
Well, if they're meeting the Pac-10, he's welcoming into the Pac-10.
Oh, so?
In the Pac-10.
He'll be in Aspen.
Pac-10. Every ESPN 1460 and 1550, home of your College World Series, every game, starting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. And that includes first-time participant TCU head coach Jim Schlossnagel is going to join us a little bit later on in the program. College World Series, do you get fired up about it? It's the last one at Rosenblatt. Sounds psychotic, all the things that they're going to be doing. But College World Series.
Coming off of the NBA Series, do I get fired up on the College World Series? We'd have something to watch, don't we?
Well, yeah.
There you go. That's exactly right.
And that's what it is. Would you get fired up if the College World Series was held in Spokane, Washington? Is it because it's in Omaha, Nebraska, that you're fired up on the thing?
More fired up.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it,
so.
Because we've been there. We know the atmosphere. We know the cool places, some of them to go. You know what goes on behind the scene. You know some of the people. And if it was in Spokane, yeah, if it's on TV, you're watching. You have to pay attention. But I think that's the same way in Omaha. I think Nebraska fans go in and out, see some of the games, watch them downtown. Oh, yeah, you know, we're having fun. Everybody's in town. It's a great change. A great chance to congregate, kind of like the folks do here at Bullseye. You know, come on in and watch all the games here.
We'll be watching them down here.
I know you will.
I'm sure Rod will have them on the big screens down here.
I got to ask you, because you have your team in the Bullseye's golf tournament, which is next weekend, which...
Don't worry about anything.
I understand we have not played it before because I have a commitment every year the same weekend. There are spots, Rod tells us, for two teams left. So if you want to get in, this is... I can't emphasize all the people I talked to yesterday talking about how fun it is, all the kind of freebies that come along with it. Come down to Bullseye's, ask Rod for details. It's a four-person, two-day scramble next Saturday and Sunday. You want to give any highlights from past experiences?
I'll tell you what, if you're going to play in one golf tournament this year, grab your buddies and you come on out to the Bullseye. Is this the 12th annual? I think it is the 12th annual golf tournament. We have been in it for several years. We just have a blast. Look who just showed up.
I'll tell you what.
These guys are going to play.
Yeah, I see more of your teammates, more of people that are playing in your group.
You think we're going to put those guys on my team?
In your group that are coming in, and we're looking forward to seeing them as well. But, again, come by Bullseye's, and they have so many giveaways, so many freebies. They've got steak and shrimp dinner. They've got the Calcutta. They've got hors d'oeuvres, beverages. It's all right there. Talk to anybody that's been in it, or just come down and sign up, because you're not going to do wrong. See Rod here at Bullseye's Sports Bar and Grill.
Here's the little schedule. We get together on Friday night for a pre golf meeting down here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. We make our little side wagers on Friday night. Then we get started on Saturday, right around 8:30, 9 o'clock. We finally get on the course. Go until about 3:30 in the afternoon. Come on down to Bullseye. We have a little get-together again down here after the first round.
A reunion, if
you will. Yeah, a reunion. We lie on how well we played. We have the Calcutta. And then we spend all night down at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. And,
talking about
lie some more. Lie some more. And then get our Sunday lined up, of course, bright and early on Sunday morning. And we do it all over again at 9 o'clock. And we come back down here and we
pretty
have the awards ceremony.
And you're playing at Southern Hills, right?
No.
No, at the Elks?
Yeah, you want to go to Southern Hills to be playing by yourself.
No, some of the guys were playing at Southern Hills yesterday. I actually played at the Elks yesterday.
Did you?
And it was hot.
It's going to be hot next week, too.
It was hot. I took some time between doing the show at the eight-man camp and last night's Triplett All-Star game and got to go out there. And it seems like it's even in better condition than last year when we played it in the summer.
Oh, yeah, the back nine has really developed, so it's nice. Anyway, come on out. Two teams left. You will not be disappointed. In fact, if some of those teams that don't play very well get signed up too, we might be able to beat somebody. I think we were second to the last year. Second to the last in the entire tournament. But we have recruited a brand new team for this year. In fact, I've got a ringer. In fact, I got two ringers coming in for my team this year.
So. And you're not one of them.
No, I'm not one. I'm terrible. I am absolutely horrible at playing golf. I don't know why I continue to play this game. Why does somebody keep going? Do you, like, if you're a boxer, you go into the ring to get your head beat in. It's like that Ultimate Fighting. Do you continue to go in there and get your head beat in? Yeah, every single match.
Hold on, we got an email here. This is from Chuck that says, yes, I do.
Yeah, Chuck Liddell probably wrapped up his career last year. Yeah. You know what, after you're 0-6 in that MMA, you just call BS the deal. I got to do something different because this isn't working out. I mean, how long till you're 0-1? When do you draw the line?
I just would like to get the ball off with a tee one time in the air. Can I do it on Sunday? The game looks so easy.
Take 2 weeks off and quit.
Yeah, you have to see my game. It's so bad.
Mike Will from Hastings KHAS, he's going to be covering the 8-man Sertoma All-Star Game tomorrow here in Hastings. That's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And the voice of the Hastings Broncos. So he'll have that at 1:30. And then at 6:30 tomorrow night, Blaine has the Shrine Bowl game, both on the Breeze 94.5. We need to get into a break. Mike's going to be hanging around. Mitch Sherman, we're going to be talking to him in the second hour today. He's in a press conference down there with the College World Series right now, state of the game. But he is going to join us and maybe give us a couple of heads up from what's going on down there. I think maybe the Dick Houser Trophy also going out this morning for Collegiate Baseball Player of the Year. So when we come back to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, we'll hear from TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel as they get ready for their first ever game in the College World Series. Stop by and see us. Great lunch specials. And don't forget, at Bullseye's, it is their Nathan's Hot Dog and Chips Summer Feature. And a choice of one of their five. They got the Coney Island, the Reuben Dog, the Kansas City Dog, which is great, even when you're not in Kansas City. The Stadium Steak and the Salsa Dog. Pepper Jack Cheese, sliced jalapenos, and authentic salsa. I think Daddy will probably be trying during our lunch break here today. Stop by. That's just $3.99 all summer. One of the many features here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. And back with TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel after this.
Are you an embarrassment on the dance floor? Do you confuse state capitals, make runny scrambled eggs, and read too many celebrity gossip magazines? Do you drink milk straight from the carton, think trigonometry is a planet, and snore louder than a Kodiak bear? Well, if you answered yes to any of the above questions, you may have what it takes to adopt a teen from foster care. Because teens don't need perfection, they need you. So if you bite your nails like they're a snack food, think an MP3 is a computer virus, can't tell a right angle from an acute, constantly lose the remote, can't parallel park, confuse hip-hop with double dutch, and are afraid of spiders, dentists, and clowns, it's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. For more information on how you can adopt, call 1-888-200-4005 or go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also in the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We have that chance for a shower or thunderstorm giving way to some sunny periods for the day today. The high reaching up towards 87 degrees. For tonight, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low dropping back towards 59. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
And we're back here at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up just a moment, we're going to head to Omaha. TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel is going to join us coming off that exciting victory over Texas. They didn't quite get it done last year. They did get it done this year. An update, again, if you missed it, World Cup Soccer. The United States, after being down 2-0, comes back for a 2-2 tie, which if they can win on Wednesday, should get them into the round of 16 of the World Cup. They did have a potential game-winning goal wiped out on a free kick offsides call that is being as controversial. It has continued to be played here since the match ended nearly an hour ago. Brendan DeYoung still leading the way at the United States Open. He's been back and forth. He's got three birdies and a bogey today. He's 2-under through six holes. He is in the lead at 4-under. Sean McKeel, even today through eight, he is at 2-under par. Graham McDowell, Dustin Johnson, and Yo Ishikawa are all at 1-under par right now on the golf course. And a few folks like K.J. Choi and Mike Ware and Ian Poulter at 1-under play later today. So that is what's going on. Tiger Woods, 1-under today. He is 2-over now for the tournament. And Phil Mickelson will tee off later this afternoon, Daddy.
Doug, it looks to me like this course is going to get harder. 3-4-under, probably about the winning score, wouldn't you think?
I think it's going to be a fun. I mean, you look at where last year in shooting some of the scores that some of these guys shot, you get out of the gate, and the best rounds and the best scores are supposed to be on Thursday, and then worse. Nobody's going to go out and throw down a 65 with any significance in this golf tournament, I don't think. I mean, you've got 150-some players, and 2-under was the best anybody could do yesterday, and the conditions weren't that bad. I think it's going to be an over-par score. Andy North said this morning he predicted 4-under would be a very good score. He kind of stood by that today. If you're at 4-under Sunday, you're winning the tournament. Well, I will say that.
Yeah, you know, I think unless one of these guys goes to Complete Nutrition, gets some Charger, they're probably, you know, if that's the case, they could go 8 or 10. But without Charger, probably looking at that 3-4 under par. But 42nd, 2nd Avenue awaits you. Complete Nutrition. They want you to know that Charger's safe and effective formula recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. Result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in sex drive. Plus, with the new Charger Night formula, say goodbye to daily stress and fatigue as your muscles recharge to burn fat as you sleep. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. Get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with the new Charger Pack today, 42nd and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
And back on the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue to preview the College World Series here on ESPN Radio. And just down the road in Omaha, they get things underway Saturday. And the first game, first time appearance, and all the excitement that comes with TCU. They knocked off Big Bad Texas in the Super Regional. And I suppose, Daddy, that will make them the crowd favorite with all that's been going on in this conference realignment deal. As if they needed more fans, but TCU's getting ready to come to Omaha.
Everybody's learning to do that little horned frog deal with their hands. So everybody's feeling good about that. Jim Schlossnagel, seventh-year head coach at TCU, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to Omaha. Congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful season.
Thank you very much, man. We're fired up, and I just got goosebumps again when you just put TCU and Omaha in the same sentence. We're really, really excited.
Coach, take us through the postseason. Take us through when it really sank in that we are going to Omaha.
Well, it didn't sink in for sure until I woke up the next morning and then looked in the paper and realized it was not a dream. But, you know, from a postseason standpoint, a lot of it started last year when we hosted our first regional ever in school history. We won that on a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth against Oregon State, and then we pushed Texas to game three in the super regional. But, you know, we just learned a lot from that and took a lot of experience from that, and that's kind of led us through this entire year. And we figured if we had the season we thought we were capable of, we would probably end up back in Austin, and that's what happened. And we were fortunate enough to have maybe one more elite pitcher than we had this time last year, and that made a big difference against a really, really good Texas team.
Coach, when you saw that bracket, you figured you'd be going back through Austin, but was it just kind of a punch in the gut knowing this team's been rated number one most of the season, here we go again?
Yeah, it was. And number one, I just felt like we were deserving of a national seed. And, you know, we screwed up 2 days during our season where we lost to the Air Force Academy. In our league, it's a long story, but there are a couple teams that you play six times, and that rotates each year. And you know, for some reason, the Air Force Academy played as tough as University of Texas did the entire season. That, you know, caused a big hit on our RPI. And for whatever reason, you know, I guess maybe that was the reason we weren't a national seed. So, you know, we felt like we were deserving, but it didn't happen. But, you know, I've always told everybody associated with our program, in being in this part of the country, in this state, to get to Omaha for the first time, you're probably going to have to go on the road and beat Rice or a Texas or, an Oklahoma or, you know, Baylor, who's been to Omaha, or Texas A&M, and that kind of thing. And so if you could ever write a storybook for TCU to go to Omaha for the first time, this is the way you would do it. And you know, we feel honored to have done it that way.
TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, do you guys play with different baseballs? Because obviously the ones you throw, other guys can't hit, and the ones you hit, everybody's knocking the crap out of it. I mean, you got different baseballs down there?
I wish it was that. I wish it was that easy. You know, I really like our team. I mean, we're a blue collar bunch. I know we have one or two marquee names that people are beginning to talk about a lot. But you know, our starting pitching, we knew going into the season was going to be outstanding. Two guys that were in the rotation for us all of last year got pushed to the bullpen, so we felt like we were going to be that much stronger down the bullpen because, you know, those guys were going from starters to relievers. And our catcher, you know, he's in the final three for the Johnny Bench Award. And I would really encourage anybody and everybody who's going to watch the World Series, if they have a son or a grandson or even a daughter or granddaughter that plays baseball, just watch Brian Holiday play. He will play harder than any other player, I promise you, that's ever stepped foot in Rosenblatt Stadium. He's a catcher who will practically beat the base runner to first base when he's backing up the throw, and then he'll sprint back. And he's the kind of the heart and soul of our club, and he's really, really fun to watch.
Coach, I don't know how much time you spend looking at your own website, but I'll ask you the trivia question. Which is more impressive to you, the 90 home runs you guys hit, your three weekend starters posting a 35-2 record, or all nine starters hitting over 300?
Yeah, I would always take the pitching for sure. You know, I'm gonna take that every day because the game begins and ends with pitching and defense, and that's the way it was, with the exception of the one game we pitched poorly in down in Austin. You know, we pride ourselves on pitching and defense, and if the hitting shows up, then that's great.
Coach, you bring up Austin one more time. For you guys to advance and to celebrate on that field, you couldn't have picked a better field, could you?
Well, we couldn't have picked a better program to do it against, for sure, simply because, you know, they're the preeminent program, not just in our state, but probably in the history of our sport. I think they're the school that's been to Omaha the most or close to it. And we have a lot of respect for Coach Garrido and everything he's done. And so it was good. And, you know, I'm not from Texas. I mean, I'm from Western Maryland originally, so it's special to me. But, you know, for all of our kids who are born and raised in the state, which is about 85 or 90% of our roster, I know it meant a lot to them.
Jim Schlossnagel joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head coach at TCU. Well, Coach, who's going to be who's going to get the rock? Who's throwing on Saturday for you?
That would be young Mr. Perk, Matt Perk, freshman lefty.
And one other thing that I was kind of interested in finding out here, now that we were talking about the newness. It's the first time as a head coach for you. It's the first time for these kids. How do you refocus everybody to the task at hand now that you don't want it to end?
Well, I mean, we're doing that every second of every day. And what I've told them, and I told them Monday night after the game, I said, you know, guys, absorb this and celebrate it. Don't worry about Omaha. Just be fired up. And then Monday night we met, and I said, you know, all of our challenges in Austin were inside the walls of the stadium. I know for a fact we played in the toughest super regional environment in the country with the fans and the turf and the opponent. And I said, when we get to Omaha, we're going to be playing great teams, and hopefully the neutral fans there will cheer for us, me and the new team, but there's not going to be that many people cheering against you like it was in Austin. Our challenge is going to be all the stuff outside the walls of the stadium. And that's going to be true for every first-time team or every team that hasn't been there in a while. And so we're talking about it. We're going to do some things to try and keep a little bit of a rein on them when we can. But at the same time, you know, it's an experience that you want everybody to enjoy.
Coach, we talk about the emotion. I got to bring up the Winkler kid that threw for you. Did an incredible job shutting down that Longhorn offense. His emotions after every inning, you can see the look in his face and the look of determination in his eyes. Was that evident before he took the mound?
Well, it's been evident in him for about the last couple months of the season. I mean, if you see Perk pitch, if you watch the game Saturday, he's an incredibly emotional pitcher. None of it directed towards the other team. He's left-handed. His hat sits on his head a little different, and some people don't like that. He's not a cocky kid. He's not a prima donna in any way, but he's a fist pumper. You know, I mean, he gets out of a big inning, he's going to pump his fist and run in the dugout, and he doesn't look in the other dugout to do that. It's all about his team, and that has kind of, you know, spoiled into some of our other pitchers, and that's I love that. I think that's what college baseball is. I think we could use more of it in professional baseball, to where kids play the game with some at least controlled emotion directed towards their own team, and Kyle has really grown up that way.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get out of here with a little scouting report about your first round opponent here in Florida State. What worries you about them?
Just the fact that, Coach Martin's been there so many times, he's going to have a better grasp of things, certainly probably than I will. But they have a really, really blue-collar club. They have a couple guys on the mound that can just flat-out pitch. And Tyler Holt, their leadoff hitter and center fielder, is one of my favorite players in college baseball. And so it's going to be a dogfight just like every game out there.
Well, they don't have Buster Posey, and they don't think of Superman anymore, so I think you're all right on that front. Coach, sure. I got a hell of a lot of people got to think are going to be cheering for the Horned Frogs, and learning how to do that Horned Frog deal with our hands is new to us. So.
I put those two knuckles up and curl them down and get them up and high in the air, and that's what we do.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hopefully it's a long stay in the winner's bracket for TCU.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
Coach Jim Schlossnagel, TCU, as they get ready for their first appearance. And, Daddy, the thing is, if they can get out of that first game tomorrow, they are going to be a team to be reckoned with. But just getting to the College World Series had to be TCU's goal. You can write down winning the national championship, but it'll be interesting to see how they do when all your number ones are going against number ones.
Yeah, 51 wins on this season, 51-12. What a remarkable season. They finally make it to Omaha. And, you know, everybody around Nebraska remembers when Nebraska finally broke through and we're so close at Stanford. And then the next year came back, we're finally able to defeat Rice and fell themselves on. The level of excitement that goes on with that, hopefully they'll be able to contain those emotions, those pitchers that can throw strikes, and they won't have a guy behind the plate that won't call strikes like Shane Coleman they got. Remember that screwing? I do.
There's been so many of them.
Remember that? Will's laughing. Remember the plate? This newspaper that got folded in half. That's as big as the strike zone was for Shane Comanet.
It was
in
like,
Nebraska's first.
It was Bizarro Eric Gregg.
You know what?
I mean, there was Eric Gregg, then there was opposite Eric Gregg, Bizarro Eric Gregg.
Well, he lived on the corners, picking away corners, knocking up and down lineups all year long, and then all of a sudden, here comes dinner plate Joe. Are you kidding me?
I'm not,
what a jerk.
I'm not kidding you about the new lunch buffet going on at Godfather's in Kearney, which is 7 days a week. The new lunch buffet is served from 11 until 2, only $6.50, and includes salad bar. Baseball tournament's going on in Kearney this weekend. There's always something going on in the sporting world. So if you're in, you're with the kids, you can hit the lunch buffet for only $6.50. It includes the salad bar. Maybe you want to pick some pizzas up and take them with you. You can do that. They're open from 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, and tomorrow, every Friday and Saturday from 11 to 11. Try the Calzones, any of their pizza deals. They're located in the new Archway Plaza. Their new location is in the Archway Plaza, North 2nd and 42nd Street. And you can call for delivery, 234-9444. And, of course, if you stop in, plenty of room, over 140 seats. They've got the team TVs on ESPN to watch College World Series, to watch the U.S. Open, to watch the World Cup. Whatever you want is right there for you at the new Godfathers in the Archway Plaza in Kearney, North 2nd and 42nd Street. We'll take a break. Be back more on the Doug and Danny Show right after this.
They'll make parachutes out of sheets. They'll balance on things that are impossible to balance on, like the back of a couch or a windowsill or a scooter seat. They'll run with sharp objects. They'll run into walls. They'll climb things that won't hold their weight. They'll put their fingers in places where they could get smashed. They'll drive their tricycles down steep hills. They'll bounce balls off their faces. They'll step on each other. They'll jump on each other. They'll invent whole new ways to put themselves in jeopardy. But one of the most dangerous things kids will do happens while they're sitting perfectly still. Kids who ride in a car without a booster seat are much more likely to suffer serious or fatal injury during a crash than kids in boosters. But amazingly, 80% of all kids who need them aren't in them. After a toddler seat and until they're 4'9", booster kids, and don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov to learn more about the importance of boosters. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder Smoked Foods. Every dad on Father's Day who eats at Schroeder Smoked Foods in the Grand Island Conestoga Ball will receive a free gift and 10% off their meal. Also, to help celebrate this special day, Schroeder's will be having an expanded buffet menu with smoked prime rib and smoked pork loin. Schroeder Smoked Foods, where the fire never goes out.
Summer's finally here, and if you want to make your summer memories last longer than your tan, get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha jet ski from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, you can take advantage of $1,000 off on select new jet skis.
This is Tyler Cranes at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money on a brand new 2010 jet ski. Stop by today and you'll be enjoying the lake this weekend.
Your 2010 model jet ski with 160 horsepower, reverse, and off-throttle steering is waiting for you at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We have that chance for a shower or thunderstorm giving way to some sunny periods for the day tonight, the high reaching up towards 87 degrees. For tonight, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low dropping back towards 59. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Live from Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, it is the Doug and Daddy Show, and we are here until 1 o'clock. I see Ryan and Vince over there. They're sporting up. In fact, I see Ryan's got the shrimp special today. And I didn't know they made, you know, you get like a chicken strip basket, a shrimp basket, a corn dog or hot dog basket. I didn't know they made baskets like that. I put laundry in a basket that size. How many shrimp are in that thing? That is the special here today at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. If you love them, come down and there's like 700 pieces of Texas toast in there as well. You're going to get your fill today. And, Daddy, they've got a great show coming up tomorrow night here. A couple of comedians are rolling into town.
Well, Daryl Rhodes is coming to town. He's released 11 music and comedy CDs, played on XM and Sirius Satellite Radio, movie appearances. He was in Crazy Heart with Jeff Bridges with Robert Duvall. He is the headliner, and opening up for him is going to be Benny Quash. Go to Benny Quash. SeedsOfTheTrees.com to check out Benny has many personalities as he does voices. Not one of them is a voice of reason. Check him out at Bullseye. You know what? Maybe one of those people go, I used to go to the bar, but damn it, I like to have a cigarette when I drink. Well, they've got the new...
The Beer Garden's the open,
Garden's
people.
Open. There's going to be a big screen TV in there coming this fall for all you football fans that maybe like to have a cigarette.
That's right. The Beer Garden, beautiful time of the year. Great show tomorrow night. So come early and catch up both of the entertainment acts here that are going to be going on at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, Daryl Rhodes and Benny Quash. Quash opening, Rhodes the headliner. You may have seen him on the two before. Daryl Rhodes' show is rolling in. Hey, we want to congratulate the winners of our Kansas City Royals tickets. Ryan Martin and John Cervini stopped on by and grabbed a little lunch while they were here, and out the door they went. So Ryan and John from Hastings, they're heading to some Kansas City Royals games later this summer or this fall. Picked up a free T-shirt as well. If you'd like a free T-shirt, come on in and tell Daddy he's right. That's all you got to do today. If you are driving around, stop by Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. This is the place to be for lunch today or anytime. They have got the comedy tomorrow. They're going to open up with some music. It gets underway with some music at 9. The comedy show starts at 9:30. We want to make sure and tell you that. And, of course, Friday and Saturdays, prime rib night or the citrus poached salmon. Now, I'm a prime rib guy. Maybe after having prime rib, 16 straight Fridays or Saturdays, you want to try a little something different. Great menu here, or try the poached salmon at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, which is where we are at until 1 o'clock today. Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald is coming up here in just about 10 minutes from Omaha, where a lot of things have been going on, and we'll talk his pick of the College World Series and maybe really break this down a little bit, because, Daddy, as I look at it, I think there's a weak bracket, and I think there's a strong bracket. I really do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. I really do, and I think a lot's going to come out of that TCU-Florida State game tomorrow. I think that's a huge game in the College World Series. The first one, very huge. We talked about it. Expect a low-scoring game. I really expect a low-scoring game in game one, unless the nerves just get to TCU and their pitching staff.
You know, I guess you look at those brackets, Doug. You got one bracket with Clemson, South Carolina, Arizona State that have been there, numerous times, getting used to being in Omaha. Along with Florida State from the other bracket. And Florida's been there before, but really UCLA and TCU, of course, never been there before. Those veteran teams, once they get there, they know what to expect. You get three of them on one bracket, we'll see who beats each other up. But you know what? Those pitchers for TCU, 35-2 record, all three of those starters on the weekend have over 108 innings in them this season. That's a remarkable statistic. When they go and they are on, they get deep, deep into ball games.
Arizona State, very good, very, very good. I think that is the weak bracket because I think they are so much better than the other teams. But Clemson really showed something, putting some runs up on the board against Alabama. You look at the other side, you got TCU, a first-timer. Florida State's never won it. Then you've got two national seeds actually going to play in the first round in UCLA and Florida. UCLA really kind of showed some of their weaknesses against Cal State Fullerton. But it's a whole new ball game, and it gets underway tomorrow. Pre-game at 12:40. The voice of the College World Series, our buddy Kevin Kugler, knows the World Series, and he'll be bringing you the games along with his whole host. Adrian Fiala is going to be back on the air, Daddy, and the first time we've heard Adrian in a while. So he's back on doing some of the work with their staff there at the College World Series. So we'll make our picks. We'll hear from Mitch Sherman. I'll tell you what, right now, Arizona State is heads above anybody in this field, I think. Florida is the number three seed, and they look very, very good. I'd be hard-pressed to find anybody that's going to tell you it's not Arizona State and Florida in the finals. The problem with that is the two favorites never make it to the finals.
Well, I think a lot of people going into this deal thought there were two teams head and shoulders above the rest, and that was Texas and Arizona State. They'd been back and forth number one most of the year, and then TCU able to outlast the Longhorns in that best-of-three series. So you thrust them in the mix right there. That was a 2-3 series, which they were able to win and move on. We'll have to wait and see.
This makeup game between Kearney and Lexington has been postponed. So just to let folks know that, we've been told that tonight's game between Kearney and Lexington has been postponed in American Legion Baseball. But there's a lot of baseball going on. A juniors tournament right here in Hastings.
Grand Island and Kearney tournament is going on this week as well. And so much, much going on there with a lot of baseball for Post 52 and Hastings. You can find junior tournaments in all three cities, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, this weekend. Let's take a break, and Mitch Sherman is coming up here in just a little bit. We're live at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill. They're filling up. Great lunch crowd on hand. We want to hear from you. Come in and tell Daddy his right. He'll give you a Bullseye T-shirt just for being in on the show today. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
If you have grain to move, nothing moves like a Mayrath auger, and Stadler Implement in Minden is your local Mayrath auger dealer. Stadler carries everything you need to keep the job running smooth, from Kraus tillage tools to three-point blades and box scrapers. Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Remember to bring in your meter units and have them tested before you need them again.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings College volleyball coach Ron Alexander has resigned to become the athletic director at Fort Range Christian School in Littleton, Colorado. The Broncos were 27-9 in Alexander's only season with the team. They finished fourth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with an 11-5 mark. Prior to Hastings College, he coached volleyball at the University of Northern Colorado and was a head coach at Fort Morgan High School in Fort Morgan, Colorado. A search for Alexander's replacement is currently underway. The Lou Platt Conference All-Stars beat the Hastings Area All-Stars 3-1 in the second annual Hastings Tribune Volleyball Classic last night. The scores were 20-25, 25-19, 25-22, and 25-22. University of Nebraska-Omaha recruit Abby Sorensen led the Hastings Area All-Stars with a match-high 26 kills, while University of Nebraska-Kearney recruit Katie Sokolowski led the Lou Platt Conference squad with 14 kills, 4 ace serves, and 2 ace blocks. Hastings 5 points back exploded for 15 runs in the fourth inning to beat Holdridge 23-4 last night out at Duncan Field. The game was called after 4.5 innings by the 8-run rule. Hastings sent 21 batters to the plate in the inning and had 8 base hits. They had 3 walks and 7 hit batters. Joel Fritz, Taylor Bush, and Kyle Hamburger had 3 hits apiece for Hastings. Ryan Bender was the winning pitcher. Hastings is now 11-13 in the season. They will play a doubleheader at Beatrice on Sunday. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Holdridge by the score of 18-7. The game was called after 4.5 innings by the 8-run rule. Will Reimer had 3 hits for Hastings. Wayne Gatz, Mike Karloff, and Jaron Wiseman had 2 hits apiece. Karloff also picked up the win on the mound. Hastings will play at Lincoln East tonight. Broken Bow beat Kearney Little Caesars 9-2, and Kearney 5 points back. Now 9-6 on the season, they beat Broken Bow by a score of 9-1. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
The health benefits of the Far Infrared Sauna is national news. Improved circulation, increased energy, reduced stress, pain relief, lower cholesterol and blood pressure, weight control, and much more. The Amazing Sun Heat Far Infrared Sauna is available at Motorsport Sales and Service. These saunas are easy to set up, available in several sizes, and operates on standard 110 electrical outlets. Look younger, feel better, and live healthier with a Sun Heat Far Infrared Sauna at Motorsport Sales and Service, West Highway 30, just past Highway 281, Grand Island.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.